Task 4, Exercise for Practice 4, Questions 16 to 20. You will hear a tourist guide talking to a group of tourists. For questions 16 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the information twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 16 to 20. You will now hear the speaker.
And now let's move on to the Modern Art Museum. As you can see on your maps, the Modern Art Museum is in North Street and we're now in Market Street. So we have to get all the way to the other side of town. It's a bit too long a walk, so we won't go on foot. The tube station is closed because of the repairs, so we have to take the bus. There's a bus stop in Flower Street, which is just around the corner, so we'll wait for the bus there. Some years ago, the Modern Art Museum was almost closed because it wasn't actually very modern. There were about 1,000 exhibits there, and there were mainly some amateur paintings and electronic devices like mobile phones and computers, which looked rather funny and old, and had nothing to do with the modern art. But then Lord Byron decided to invest some money in it and restore it to its previous glory. He even donated 2,000 paintings from his private collection. Now it's one of the most fascinating museums in the entire world. There are over 5,000 exhibits in it, from metal structures, paintings, laser shows, to parts of real human bodies. There are many snack bars in the streets surrounding the museum in case you get hungry. There are also some restaurants, but they're ridiculously expensive. If you're not too hungry, you should stop at Fred's. You simply must try his fresh salads, they're amazing. And for those of you with sweet tooth, there's an ice cream stand right in front of the museum. It's now 3:30. The museum closes at 5:30, which means you'll have 2 hours to walk inside and see everything that you want. I'll give you another hour for refreshments and then we'll meet again outside the museum. Any questions?
Now listen again.
And now let's move on to the Modern Art Museum. As you can see on your maps, the Modern Art Museum is in North Street and we're now in Market Street. So we have to get all the way to the other side of town. It's a bit too long a walk, so we won't go on foot. The tube station is closed because of the repairs, so we have to take the bus. There's a bus stop in Flower Street, which is just around the corner, so we'll wait for the bus there. Some years ago, the Modern Art Museum was almost closed because it wasn't actually very modern. There were about 1,000 exhibits there, and there were mainly some amateur paintings and electronic devices like mobile phones and computers, which looked rather funny and old, and had nothing to do with the modern art. But then Lord Byron decided to invest some money in it and restore it to its previous glory. He even donated 2,000 paintings from his private collection. Now it's one of the most fascinating museums in the entire world. There are over 5,000 exhibits in it, from metal structures, paintings, laser shows, to parts of real human bodies. There are many snack bars in the streets surrounding the museum in case you get hungry. There are also some restaurants, but they're ridiculously expensive. If you're not too hungry, you should stop at Fred's. You simply must try his fresh salads, they're amazing. And for those of you with sweet tooth, there's an ice cream stand right in front of the museum. It's now 3:30. The museum closes at 5:30, which means you'll have 2 hours to walk inside and see everything that you want. I'll give you another hour for refreshments and then we'll meet again outside the museum. Any questions?